Anyway, I ended up with it.
Awesome. Well, that one deserves a lot of love. They don't make cars like they did back then, you know? Like, damn. Yeah, they're styling cars. Nice choice.
Yeah, real good, fellas. All right, I'm going to let you guys get back. I just like to, you know, like I say, I lost. I got to start, well, getting this stuff in the memory of this 9700. I've been lazy, doing it the lazy way instead of, you know, going through all the process. But anyway, okay, fellas, good evening, 73s. Hope you had a good Christmas. This is Golf Romeo Echo Golf in Mount Vernon, 73s.
73, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike. COJ, what the, you eat well. You, what did you say you had tonight? You had, like, some nice dinner tonight.
Oh, tonight, yeah, I had a tenderloin pork. And I'll get a lot more out of that. Get it, well, maybe four meals out of that piece of meat. And it's great. The next day, you know what I do? I slice it up and fry it in a pan with potatoes and onions and things. And, ugh, so good.
You're definitely not a lazy cook. I've noticed that. You always cook up some good meals. You go grocery shopping. You figure it out. Yeah, no, I'm lazy. I wish I was more like you. That's what I got to do. New Year's, be more conscious with my cooking and more dedicated. Okay, that's my New Year's resolution.
I just watched some YouTube videos. There's plenty of easy meals, you know, quick and easy, simple meals, all levels of cooking, right? It's not hard. You just need, you know, some decent pans, a couple of good pots and things. Basics.
Yeah, it's not like there's not enough YouTubes about it. Was the Ocean Rain go to bed? Was he like? He's getting old. That guy. He's going to bed early.
Well, he cooks up some wicked meals by the sound of it.
Yeah, he likes some good meals, too.
Well, he could do the Chinese stuff. I can't. I've tried. You ever try to make your own Chinese food? It's not easy. And you need all kinds of, you know, sauces and things. And you have to have the equipment.
Well, with the last name he has, he should be able to cook that stuff. Yeah, no, I make a mean spaghetti, and I bought all the stuff tonight to make it, so, and then I'm like, I'm going to start too late. The spaghetti, you got to start, like, in the afternoon, and you got to let it do its magic once you get it all put together, and then just, cook it all half the day. Yeah, that's my one thing I love to make. And it's comforting to me, but I got to get better at making quicker meals, more chicken, less red meat, you know, the cholesterol. Getting old sucks.
Yeah, I don't eat that much red meat anymore. Mostly pork and chicken. The only red meat I eat now lately has just been some ground beef. I'll get a 500 grams or whatever of ground beef and make some spaghetti sauce out of it or something, or maybe a couple of burgers, I don't know, something like that, potatoes, but that's the extent of the red meat. I'm not buying steaks or any of that stuff anymore. Even the stewing beef, which I'll probably make a nice beef stew, but soon, but it's expensive.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. Like, just for spaghetti, just the ingredients for spaghetti, and then, you know, some laundry detergent, a couple things. Like, it hardly filled the bottom of my cart. It was like $240 or something like that. I'm like, I bought nothing. I bought spaghetti. Like, come on. This is stupid.
Well, you got a few other things, but it doesn't take long now, boy. And I'm just a single person, and I see other people ahead of me. They're getting lots of stuff, and I hear the totals $200, $180, and I'm like, oh my God. Crazy.
Yep. Yeah, I don't eat a lot. I've cut back my red meat. I'll make my spaghetti, and that's a batch, and I'll make it, like, I can eat that for, like, 3 days. And then I have payday, I have 2 10-ounce filet mignons. That's how I spoil myself. I'm like, yes, I destroyed 2 steaks. And then that's it. So most of it's chicken, and, it makes me sad that I cut my red meat back, but, you know.
You gotta
watch the cholesterol.
Yeah, cholesterol. Yeah, you don't want too much of that grease. That's why I get, I get the medium ground. I don't get the lean because there's no flavor in it.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
So, I drain off as much, you know, as I can, the fat. I drain it off before I put the spaghetti sauce in, and then I, you know, the green pepper and all that, and onion, and that's my spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, exactly. You drain all that off just before you put the sauce in, right? Yep, on the same page. Now you got me hungry. God damn it. It's 12 o'clock. All right, brother. I'm gonna do something here. I'm going to get off the air. I'll talk at you later. Have a good night. And anybody else listening? Victor Casella in uniform. Juliet Mike. 7-3.
Yeah. Good night, Johnny. B7 UGM. B7 Charlie Oscar Juliet. Talking about food. Oh, well, I usually have a snack before I go to bed. But I've already had some chocolate. I've been nibbling on a dark chocolate that I bought earlier today.
Well, there's going to be some frost on the pumpkin tonight. BA7 Echo.
yourself a quiet now. Welcome to the quiet hour. Stop that. Come on, really? Victor Echo 7, Tango Call. Don't you find that annoying?
I sure do. XM.
That's why you got 220. That's why you gotta keep 220 alive. You can numb these like this.
Well, some people have nothing better to do than to come on and cause QRM.
Yeah, go from here over to Alder Grove, over to the south, and make his rounds. So annoying. Well, Lima Gulf, November, I'm going to get my Kraken back and figure this out.
Sounds like a bit of late night QRM, 7COJ.